This is Ozarks at Large. In the early 20th century, moviegoers would often see announcements on the screen about proper etiquette for the theater. These images would include phrases like, "Ladies, kindly remove your hats," or, "If annoyed when here, please tell the management." When being a part of the audience for the performing arts, the guidelines for proper behavior has changed over the years, and that has left modern-day audiences questioning how to react to the performers on stage. For example, audiences may have found themselves wondering when the appropriate time to clap is. In the latest installment of our monthly Three Things You Should Know series, we decided to find out three things we should know about theater etiquette. We enlisted the help of Beth Bobbitt, Public Relations Director for Walton Arts Center, who stopped by Studio 123 earlier this week. She says the first topic we need to address is children and the theater.
The question I get asked all the time is, what show or is this show appropriate for my child? And of course, there's no hard and fast rule for what is appropriate. But a couple things to keep in mind. We don't have a rating system. Mm-hmm. So we really try and provide all the content, you know, on the website or on the blog or on our Facebook page to let parents know exactly what's going to be in it. So will there be violence? Will there be language? And of course, we do have shows that are specifically for kids and families. And when that's the case, you know, we'll make sure and tell you that up front. We have a policy. So if it is appropriate for kids and family, the policy is that you can bring your children under two and they can sit on your lap and they don't need a ticket. And for all non-infant friendly shows, you do have to pay for even babies. So that's just a general rule of thumb.
Well, for the non-infant specific shows, the ones that aren't really geared towards kids, would you suggest more that people leave their children at home?
Well, I personally wouldn't. You know, I went to the theater when I was really young, when I was 5 or 6 years old. And I think that that sort of, you know, shaped my life and made me appreciate arts and culture and all of those wonderful things. So it could be a really magical experience if it's done well. On the flip side, it could be really, you know, kind of a disaster if a child isn't prepared and because they're used to watching television, you know, or they're used to interacting with people. They don't understand that you have to sit quietly and watch the show unless they're explained these things. And so I think it's just all about, you know, preparing your kids and making sure they're mature enough for what they're about to see. And one series that I think is really good for older kids is our 10 by 10 series. And I say that because it's kind of an introduction to some of these fine arts, you know, like dance, theater, jazz, and the shows are just $10. So if you find that your child isn't connecting or isn't responding well, you can leave it intermission and you've only lost $10. So,
no harm in trying.
Yeah, something to think about.
What's the next thing we should know about theater etiquette?
The next thing. Courtesies. These are just sort of fun tips that a lot of people don't think about. Someone told me recently that the Walton Arts Center Theater is a little bit different in that we don't have a center aisle. Oh. So when you have to excuse yourself for whatever reason, you have to kind of crawl over people. And that can be annoying to some people. And so one thing that you can do to make it a little bit less inconvenient is to just face the people so that you can say excuse me or smile or just acknowledge, you know, that you're asking them to move. And so that's just a really small thing. Another thing is to wait for the cue at the end, the curtain call. And I think this is just more respectful for the artists and performers because that's their time to get the reward from the performance, you know. And that's their time to look out into the audience and connect and see how, you know, you as an audience member are responding to the show. And so it's just a really important thing to make sure and build that time in and know that, you know, you may have a little delay afterwards because of whatever reason, but that's part of the show.
And you talk about rewarding them for what they've done. That's something that I've had a question about. I know I've gone to shows And say if it's a Broadway musical, once they finish a number, there's often applause. And that's okay, right?
Right. Yes, that's actually my next one is clapping, just or just audience response in general. And I'd say with Broadway shows, yeah, between scenes or between acts, it's totally appropriate to to clap and let them know that you liked it. Where the area gets a little bit gray is with symphonies. So, of course, you've probably heard that, you know, sort of the traditional way of thinking is that you wait until you don't clap in between movements. You wait until the composition is over. I think those rules are relaxing a little bit more. And I don't want to give your listeners too specific of information regarding how they should respond.
Sure, sure.
But just know that it sort of depends on the conductor. It sort of depends on the format. And if you're like me and aren't sure, just kind of wait for your cue and see what your neighbors are doing. But it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be inspiring. And we want people to try new things. And we want this to be an approachable art form. So don't worry too much about the rules.
What about, I wondered this too, what about like dancing? I saw Company Cuffy a few weeks ago, and in between a specific act, you know, somebody may do a fantastic aerial thing and somebody would start giving applause. I'm like, can I do that?
I would say for dance, it's yes, you absolutely can. I think for a lot of people, they're so in awe that they forget to applaud. And, you know, and so it might feel a little awkward, but I don't think the performers mind it a bit. So I think that's totally appropriate.
Okay, good to know. So I can
and of course, yes, yes. And of course, contemporary, you know, music, hooping and hollering is totally encouraged as well. I mean, you know, we want people to respond when they're feeling joy and excitement, and it's all part of the theater experience.
And I think maybe you bring up a good point that, you know, you mentioned the rules are relaxing. I think maybe that's where some people aren't quite sure what to do, because maybe their grandparents took them to theater and it was very specific, you know, very proper, very, you know, very much more poised, and now things are starting to relax. For example, you know, people used to always dress up to go to the theater, and that's not necessarily a requirement. You can.
Right. Good point. Yes. And there's no dress code, of course. People do tend to dress up a little bit more for the symphony and for Broadway shows. But in general, you know, we want people to be comfortable. We want people to feel like they're sitting at home and just focused on the show and not worried about how they should act or what they should wear.
And what's the third thing
they
should
know? The third thing is just general policies. And these are things that most people do know. For instance, put your cell phones away. Most shows do not allow pictures or recording, but occasionally they do. And so we will let you know in the curtain speech usually what the rules are. Latecomers, we, you know, attempt to begin all performances on time, and sometimes the companies have really specific rules. If people show up late, we have to escort them in after the first act. So just know that and be aware, and make sure you allow enough time. And then the last thing I wanted to mention, because it's on people's minds, is inclement weather policy. We've actually never really had one in the past. Our exchange policy is just generally you have to let us know 24 hours. If something comes up and you can't make a show, we want to try and get you into another show. But with this winter being what it was, we had to really take a look at that policy. And so we are a little bit more flexible. We understand that if winter weather arises the day of and it's impossible for you to get to the theater, we want to make sure that we can get you into another show if that's possible, if our contracts or the artists allow that. So we've loosened up that exchange policy a little bit, and we have a great box office staff. So if you're ever in question, just feel free to call and ask. Those are basically it. I would just say in general, remember that you're in a room full of other people, and again, we want you to be comfortable, but at the same time, courteous, and so hopefully that was helpful.
That was Beth Bobbitt, Public Relations Director for Walton Arts Center. She stopped by KUAF earlier this week. If you want to practice your newfound knowledge about proper theater etiquette at an upcoming performance, you can visit waltonartscenter.org for more information.